He answered simply, "Perhaps I did use such philosophy earlier, and also wrote it, but it is nonsense all the same." Even earlier, in a Paris lecture in 1922, Einstein referred to Mach as un bon mécanicien, but a déplorable philosophe. Despite the victory of atomism and the defection of Einstein, the theme of positivism has continued to be heard from time to time in the physics of the 20th century. The positivist concentration on observables, like particle positions and momenta, has stood in the way of a realist interpretation of quantum mechanics, in which the wave function is the representation of physical reality. Positivism also played a part in obscuring the problem of infinities. As we have seen, Oppenheimer in 1930 noticed that the theory of photons and electrons, known as quantum electrodynamics, led to an absurd result, that the emission and absorption of photons by an electron in an atom would give the atom an infinite energy. The problem of infinities worried theorists throughout the 1930s and 1940s, and led to a general supposition that quantum electrodynamics simply becomes inapplicable for electrons and photons of very high energy. Much of this angst over quantum electrodynamics was tinged with a positivist sense of guilt. Some theorists feared that, in speaking of the values of the electric and magnetic fields at a point in space occupied by an electron, they were committing the sin of introducing elements into physics that in principle cannot be observed. This was true, but worrying about it only retarded the discovery of the real solution to the problem of infinities, that the infinities cancel when one is careful about the definition of the mass and charge of the electron. Positivism also played a key role in a reaction against quantum field theory led by Geoffrey Chou in the 1960s at Berkeley. For Chou, the central object of concern in physics was the S matrix, the table that gives the probabilities for all possible outcomes of all possible particle collisions. The S matrix summarizes everything that is actually observable about reactions involving any number of particles. S matrix theory goes back to work of Heisenberg and John Wheeler in the 1930s and 1940s. The S stands for Strung, which is German for scattering. But Chu and his co-workers were using new ideas about how to calculate the S matrix without introducing any unobservable elements like quantum fields. In the end, this program failed partly because it was simply too hard to calculate the S matrix in this way, but above all because the path of progress in understanding the weak and strong nuclear forces turned out to lie in the quantum field theories that Chu was trying to abandon.